I'm Kerry Rowett, and this is the Align and Attract podcast, helping you to create your version of an aligned business. Let's dive into today's episode. How do you create a paradigm shift in your own business? I cannot wait to dive into this with you today. And first up, I wanted to say thank you so much for the incredible feedback around part one and two of the Online Business Paradigm Shift series. Thank you for your sharing with me and also for sharing the podcast episodes with other people as well. I've heard a lot of feedback about how much people love the honesty, the authenticity, the focus on personal relationships and listening to your audience, the specificity in messaging came through as something that was so important, the focus on results, and also just that encouragement and reassurance to keep going and be persistent. We are in a paradigm shift. Things have changed. The market, economy, buyer behavior, what people need, this sense of saturation in the marketplace, even what gets results has changed. And so we know that a paradigm shift is a major change to beliefs, assumptions, practices, perspectives. It's just this whole overarching change to the way things are done. Of course, there are a lot of business fundamentals that hold true, but if we try to hold on to the past and what has worked previously and what our clients bought previously and how they might have behaved in the past, we can really miss this opportunity to step forward in the energies of today and to really lead in these energies. So how do you create a paradigm shift in your own business? How do you really shake up your own beliefs, your assumptions, your practices, your perspectives, and to move forward? I believe the answer is to evolve or refine to create a new body of work. So let's dive into this. We're going to talk about what is a body of work, first of all. Then I'm going to share with you some examples of bodies of work. And I'm sure you'll have your own examples that will come to you, or you might be thinking about your own body of work, or perhaps you've already started to think about your next body of work, the work that you are stepping into. And then we're going to talk about why is creating or refining your body of work the paradigm shift that you need in your business? Like, why do this? And then what is your first step in creating it? Where should you focus? It's a big thing, it's a huge undertaking, but you can start in a way that is really specific and can create so much clarity. Let's dive in. So what is a body of work? Well, it's work that you can become known for. It encompasses a big idea, a process, or a system, a framework that is really yours. There's thought leadership around it. When you get this right, you can be really seen as a leader. You will stand out. And people associate you with that big idea, with that concept, with that solution. And you'll have people saying to people they know, you should speak to, you know, you. They should come to you about this, or they should work with you if they want to achieve that particular result. Like, they really see you as the expert. It really elevates you in the market when you are able to get this right. Let's dive into some examples. Number one, Denise Duffield Thomas. So Denise was in part one of the Online Business Paradigm Shift series. I'm sure most of you, if not all of you, are already familiar with Denise's work, but I felt like she's just such a great example because she has this body of work that she has created over some time, and she has evolved it, developed it, and she continues to refine it to meet the needs of her clients today. I joined Denise's second ever round of her money bootcamp, which was back in 2012. So she's been in this work for a while. So what's her big idea? It's around money blocks. That's how I see it. What's her process? In her calls, she will talk to this three-step process to find the origin, connect the dots, and pattern interrupt. So when you've got your body of work, you've got your overall system, you'll have these different components of that, which you can continue to refer to. And they're yours. They're your interpretation of how to achieve this particular result. And she's got a system for releasing your money blocks. And that's what she teaches in her course and in her books. So that encompasses forgiveness, negative consequences, tapping. And Denise has got this really strong thought leadership as well around money, normalizing wealth. She's got phrases that are a part of her body of work, which I'm sure you've heard her say, new level, new devil. It's my time. I'm ready for the next step. Second example, my friend Ezzy Spencer. Now, Ezzy is unique in a way because she has had three significant bodies of work. So I felt like this was a great example because you can hear these different, you know, iterations of her work, which do have an overarching theme as well. Her first body of work was Lunar Abundance, a book and a program. And she has more recently published a set of cards and a lunar lamp. And this work has had this real longevity. It really tapped into a mood of, you know, this, the moon cycles, and people were really, really captured by that and this femininity that came through in Ezzy's work. And it was really robust as well. And still to this day, even though Ezzy does not actively teach this work, there is a fan page which still runs and is really active. And there are so many people who follow the process that she laid out in her Lunar Abundance book around following the cycles of the moon and, you know, creating your goals and tuning into those different cycles of the moon. Her second body of work was called Relove, and that was really about creating the love relationship that you desire. And again, really robust work that she shaped into a group program initially. She also did private coaching around this. When she completed this work, she had hundreds of people still like on her wait list, but she felt this desire to evolve. And her most recent body of work is around money splinters and removing money splinters related to peace, love, and power. So these three bodies of work have had like a connection to love, a connection to abundance, but each one has got its specific processes. It's got a system around it. It's got thought leadership around it. In some cases, it's got a book in it as well. So we can hear all of those different elements there. The third example I'm going to give you is one of mine, and it is Align and Attract. And so that's the name of my podcast right now. That is the name of my website. It is the name of my book. And so the big idea, it's business alignment. And, you know, business alignment, we see a lot around that now. But back in 2011, when this work came through to me, no one was talking about business alignment. So the way this came through to me was initially with a process, which was my alignment process. And then I created a system around that, which was around aligning to your goals. And that turned into my Align and Attract group program. So I took people through aligning to your big picture goals, your clients, your money, your income goals, your pricing, and also attracting the number of clients that you desired. And so with that course, it started out, you know, quite small, but in 2016, I had 100 people join that course. So that, you know, the energy of that was really alive. And I also published a book around that. So again, it just became this work that I was known for. And I've had so many people, even in recent years, speak about the fact that maybe they wanted to call something Align and Attract, or Attract and Align, or some variation. And either they Googled and they found me, or someone else said to them, hey, oh, that sounds very similar to Kerry's work. Like, people then, you know, they have this perception of your work. They remember your work because of all of these different elements that you have around it. So people didn't just know me as a kinesiologist. They knew me associated with this body of work that was Align and Attract, or is Align and Attract. I do have a new body of work that I have been creating this year. So this is my fourth example, because I love this, because it helps you to see how you can create a new body of work and how you can build on a body of work that you have already created. So Align and Attract, beautiful work, but in more recent years, alignment is one piece of what I focus on with my clients. And I have a much greater focus on business and strategy than I ever did when I first created that work, and also the healing work that supports you in growing your business has further developed. And also there is this psychology aspect that has come through since I have studied positive psychology and NLP, and, you know, become more connected with these tools that we can use to support ourselves on a day-to-day basis as we grow our businesses. And so this new body of work is called the Business Paradigm Shift. And it is around helping you to create a paradigm shift in your business by evolving or creating a new body of work that is specifically designed to support your clients to get the results they want in the energies of today. So there's a new one-on-one offer that I am going to share later in this podcast episode about that. And there is going to be a mastermind. That's what I am developing at the moment. But how I started in creating this body of work and tapping into this energy was really feeling into, what is it that my clients are needing right now? What are these additional things that I have been doing with my clients that are supporting them to create the results that they want right now? What are the specific problems that I'm helping my clients to solve that maybe I don't, you know, I haven't been speaking to so directly? Like, what is the overarching thought leadership around this? And so if you were to look back at my recent podcast episodes, you will see that this is me, like, starting to share this work with you and really starting to bring you into this world that I have been exploring and this solution that I have been developing. And it is quite deep work. It's not the quick fix. It's not go and learn how to create reels or create a new kind of, you know, funnel for your business.
it's actually much deeper than that, of course, of going into really understanding your clients, what it is that they need, and creating new work and new messaging that is really relevant to what it is that they require in today's energies. So why is creating or refining your body of work the paradigm shift that you need in your business? Well, updating your work into the energy of today with this focus on personal relationships, which is one of the things that the women in the Paradigm Shift series podcast episode spoke to, and this really like being in conversation with your clients and knowing what their problems are, having this real clarity on exactly what it is that you do, how it is that you do it, who your clients are, what they need at this time, the results that you're able to help your clients to create, and this specificity in your offers and in your messaging. These are the things that are working right now. And when you create a new body of work or refine your body of work, this is what you are doing. You are updating it according to what it is that your clients now need and what it is that is working today. And this focus on results and outcomes, I really see this to be the key. And that's what you can get so clear on when you do this work to create or refine your body of work. So even though I said before, like it can be kind of hard work, it takes focus, it takes contemplation and reflection, and really, like I said, being in that communication and conversation with your clients, but it's the work that is really worth doing. Because when you land on your body of work and then you start to shape it into these new offers, it's really exciting. Like when I've been doing this work with my existing clients, the way they light up when they land on this and when they really see, like, you know, the specifics of what it is that they are supporting their clients in and how it is specifically that they're helping their clients to get their result, it brings so many things into perspective and it helps things to feel so clear. Offers, messaging, content, it just starts to really, you know, crystallize once you have really started to engage in this work. So what is the first step? The first step is to really hone in on exactly what it is that you do with your clients and the specific way you support your clients to create the results they desire. And what I have been seeing to work is to create or to refine a signature model or a framework, a system, and around how it is that you do that. And that is what I have been doing with my clients. So helping them to create their own signature model. And this work can be very difficult to do for yourself because we're so in it. Like you are so connected to what it is that you do. It's hard sometimes to take that step back and to really see that bigger picture of like how is the, it's a system. What how you're working with your clients, it is a system. But can you identify that system for yourself? Well, like sometimes you can find some pieces of it, but what I see to really be so beneficial is to do this work with somebody else. So in my case, I get a lot of intuitive insights when I'm working with you on this. And I can really say like, oh, it feels like it's this, or I'm getting this word, or it feels like this is the name of the framework. And again, it's like when I'm doing this with a client, they're like, oh my gosh, that is it. That makes total sense. Like, yeah. And, you know, it's just like eyes light up. And yeah, it's just so helpful to have someone to ask you the right questions and to really pull this out of you, to take your words, to organize them for you and to land it. And then it opens up so much clarity about what you could create. So I have created a new 90-minute session offering around this. I've called it Catalyzing Your Paradigm Shift. It is just the most perfect way to kickstart this process for yourself. And in 90 minutes, we can totally nail your system. It's quite amazing. It starts out feeling messy nearly always because there's just so much that you do and so much that you're capable of, and how do you nail it down? So it starts out being like, oh my gosh, there's all these different pieces, but it does clarify, it does crystallize, and then we organize it and it's like, oh my gosh, this is actually it. This is actually what I do. And that is so powerful and so empowering as well when you get to see that and feel that. And then, you know, it gives you this sense of authority as well, of really understanding like the uniqueness of what it is that you do. So it's just the first piece of creating your body of work. But when you get this piece right, it lays the foundation, because then out of that system, it's so easy to see the types of offers that you might want to create, the types of messaging. And even though those pieces in themselves take work to clarify, it's like it does catalyze it for you. So catalyzing your paradigm shift. I will put a link to this in the show notes, the session link. So if you're just going to my website, it's Align and Attract, and there's a Work With Me tab and it sits under private sessions, and you can book in this session, Catalyzing Your Paradigm Shift. I would be so excited to work with you on this and to help you to really take that first step to get that clarity and to make this paradigm shift in your own business, to really change the way you see the work that you do with your clients, and to really feel like, oh my gosh, I have updated my understanding of what it is that I do, how it is that I am supporting my clients to create results, and now I can see how I'm wanting to move forwards in my business, and I can see as well how I can grow my business in the energies of today. Oh my gosh, I feel so excited just talking about it. Thank you so much for being here. Feel free to reach out to me anytime on Instagram. I am at Kerry Rowett. You can send me a message and I will see you next week. This was episode 125 of the Align and Attract podcast, and that means you can find all of the relevant show notes over at alignandattract.com/blog/125. I would love it if you could share this podcast with someone you think would enjoy it. If you haven't listened to my previous episodes related to the paradigm shift we are currently seeing in the online space, I encourage you to do that. There is so much for you in those episodes. And of course, if you have not listened to part one and part two of the Online Business Paradigm Shift series, that is the previous two episodes and you will love them. Thanks so much for being here. I'll see you next time.